coming up in episode 66.
The first thing I'm going to say is that my family, we're not doing a turducken this year. Wow. We are done with the turducken.
That's a major change.
We are done with the turducken. We are done. We have had enough of the turducken. We're going to actually do a regular turkey this year.
All right.
So if you have never heard of a turducken, it is a Cajun invention, I'm told. It is a Cajun invention, and basically it is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken.
Welcome to another episode of The Little Radio Show. My name is Sandra Fernandez, and I'm joined by my co-hosts Juan Alaniz and Angelica Casares, and we're bringing you small talk about big topics. This week we have the Thanksgiving episode, where we talk about what we're going to make, what we're going to do, and what we're thankful for. Just a reminder that you can catch us every week on Thursdays at 2 p.m. Central Time on hmsnetradio.org. Our show archives and the link to our iTunes and Stitcher channels are available at thelittleradioshow.com.
The Little Radio Show is brought to you in partnership with JuanofWords.com and HispanicHouston.com. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If things have aligned exactly the way I planned them, because we're, as usual, recording this way in advance, this is running on the day of Thanksgiving. So it's about 2:00 in the afternoon in Houston time. And if you're listening to this as a podcast later, then, you know, Thanksgiving is behind you and you're looking at a refrigerator full of leftovers. But for those of us, the Thanksgiving is going on. Probably we're in the middle of cooking or putting food out or traveling to our friends or family's houses or, you know, looking for a Chinese food restaurant because we didn't cook and we are doing the anti-family thing this week, this year. A couple of years ago, my family and I, we boycotted the family Thanksgiving and we actually took a trip to New Orleans.
I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that. That sounded like fun.
It was a lot of fun, except for, and I never, you know, it was weird. It was just plain weird because we're so used to doing the family thing. Okay, so it's Thanksgiving, and last year we did this. If you actually listened to last year's, I'm sorry, you're going to hear a little bit more about this. The first thing I'm going to say is that my family, we're not doing a turducken this year.
Wow.
We are done with the turducken.
That's a major change.
We are done with the turducken. We are done. We have had enough of the turducken. We're going to actually do a regular turkey this year.
All right.
So if you have never heard of a turducken, it is a Cajun invention, I'm told. It is a Cajun invention, and basically it is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken, which is then... So what you end up is this a turkey that's actually stuffed with duck and chicken and layers of different types of stuffing that when you cut it, it's cut like, it looks like it's a loaf, but it's all like real meat.
That sounds
real
really meat. Good, actually.
In Houston, in most, like, you can get those from, like, the specialty online stores now. A lot of the upper end, like, probably Central Market and Whole Foods and some of these places usually
sell
it.
You know, you say that. I never run into
really?
One. Yeah.
Well, I always buy mine at this little specialty meats place here in Houston that I go in advance. I go buy it. You have to let this thing defrost for about 5 days before because it's a big block of ice. And then you cook it and it's so good. However, it's been about, I guess, 6 years in a row that we've done this.
Y'all had a good run with the
turducken.
We
had a good run with the turducken. My family last year, they said, Tia Sandra,
no more.
The kids said, no, next year let's do something different. So I'm trying to talk them into buying a fried turkey from one of the barbecue places here in Houston.
Fried turkey is the next big thing.
I'm not going to fry a turkey.
That's what we do every year.
I'm going to buy it.
Actually, my family my family fries a couple of turkeys. A few of them, actually.
Yeah.
We're a big family. But that's because we're so tired of the dry turkey that comes out of the oven. I'm done with it.
Okay, let me explain to you that when we make turkey, it's not dry. Our turkeys are perfect.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Where are we going for Thanksgiving this year, Juan?
going to we'll meet you at your house, Sandra. Yeah, I
know. Well,
that sounds like an invite, right?
So, you know, as the single person in the household, I never host Thanksgiving. It's never my turn to host. It's always when, you know, whoever has kids, right, and they rotate between the people who have kids. So I almost never have to cook the turkey until I talked them into the turducken, and the turducken was my responsibility. I have, however, cooked a honest to goodness Thanksgiving, the whole dinner, I think at least once in my life.
And yes. How long did that take you?
Too long.
Too long.
Too long.
So no chance you'll be making the turkey tamales this year.
Oh, I don't do tamales. The last time in my family we made as a family homemade tamales was the Christmas immediately after my dad died. Oh. One of my sisters got it in her head and some nostalgia thing. We're going to make tamales from scratch. We tried to talk her out of it. Oh my God, did we try to talk her out of it. It is, if you've never made tamales from scratch, it is a lot of work. It's so much work. After that one experience, none of us had any desire to do it again.
Okay, so I feel like every time I'm put up to a challenge to cook, I feel like I never enjoy it. Like, I never fully enjoy Thanksgiving.
Really?
So, yeah. So every time I'm put up to like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to, I'm like, no, I'll do one side dish and that's what I'm sticking to.
Okay.
So I perfected the mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed potatoes are a very important thing.
Mashed potatoes. So mine's have bacon. It has cheddar. It has.
I want some of those.
I want some of those.
So my nieces, they've come to me.
We'll bring the mashed potatoes to your party at your house.
Oh my God. Yeah, I told you. It sounded like an invite. But no. And Sandra's like, oh, shoot. How am I going to uninvite them now?
No, all I'm telling you is you need to bring extras because we always run out of mashed potatoes.
Oh. No, but so one of the things I perfected was the mashed potatoes. My nieces have in the past tried to get me to make them for other occasions. And I'm like, nope, it's not Thanksgiving. Like, you're not going to commit me to do this other stuff. But I feel like you never enjoy it. Like, if I'm always cooking, so the ladies are always cooking. They're in the kitchen. They're doing this. They're doing that. And my sisters have had enough. And we're like, nope. We're buying the turkey. Somebody's going to fry the turkey, or we're going to have a bunch of sides.
So back when Luby's would give you the turkey hot the morning of Thanksgiving.
I know. They no longer do that.
But some of the, we bought that one year. I think one of my sisters was pregnant and she was going to deliver the week of Thanksgiving. And we decided in advance, we're just not going to mess with it. So we ordered it. In the morning of Thanksgiving, we went to, they only sold so many because they could only make so many fresh turkeys. And then we went and picked it up and it was still warm and put it in the oven to keep it hot until it was time to eat. There are some restaurants that will like some of the barbecue restaurants and et cetera, that actually will do them and deliver them hot. It costs a little more.
Oh, that sounds so good. That sounds like so, like,
but I you know, the fact that everyone brings something different, I think helps.
Yeah.
But it's a cultural thing too. Mm. That when you in the U.S. it is very common that when you host one of these family events, everybody takes a dish and brings something over.
It's like a potluck.
So it's like we all know that if someone is hosting Thanksgiving, it means normally that everyone's going to contribute something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The first year that my sister invited her in-laws, who are Central American, and she asked them all to bring something, they were offended. Mm. You invited us to dinner and you expect us to cook?
No.
It's not, it's a cultural thing. They were like, what? I don't understand. If you're gonna invite me to dinner, that means you're gonna feed me.
Yeah,
right.
And she was like, I don't understand it. Thanksgiving, everybody brings something.
That's the way,
because
it works.
That's the way it, you know. So
or
it's
that's
one
the
of those,
way it works.
Yes,
for us. Yeah.
It's one of those cultural things where,
but you know, that's
but
what
the
happens.
Thing is, they don't have Thanksgiving,
for,
so they're like,
well,
what?
But for family events,
yeah.
So, but thanks. I don't mind doing it for Christmas though. Like, I don't mind the whole,
so do you
like,
have just a block with Thanksgiving?
I think so. I think it's like, because there's so much surrounded like this, like, but Thanksgiving, it feels like it's a lot more about family, right? So to me, I'm like, I'm more than willing to, like, you know, sit my butt on a chair for a couple of hours while they, you know, devour them within a couple of minutes, these tamales.
Oh.
But what do you think?
But
it's
still hard.
I guess that's a good question. Like, what do you think of the meaning of Thanksgiving? Do you think that that's changed for you over the years?
Well, I think,
or Or do you...
That's a good question.
So, you know, we used to do the, oh, what am I thankful for stuff. And now it doesn't happen as frequently as it used to.
You mean your family used to do that?
Yes, my family used to do that. And as the kids have gotten older and there have been more family obligations to where maybe we don't all eat together at the same time, the focus and the traditions around Thanksgiving for us have changed. Mm. So instead of trying to get everybody together for a single meal, what we try and do is to get everybody together that day. And usually it does include food, and sometimes it does include entertainment, but for the most part, it is about celebrating family and closeness. Now, we do try and make sure that it's about also recognizing all the good stuff that has happened in our lives. But you know, one of the things that I find funny is how fast something becomes a tradition. Yeah. So, you know, I made this particular dish for Christmas and for Thanksgiving, and now it's the Tia Sandra dish that she has to do every year.
What do you do?
So, I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I used to make a broccoli cheese soup that everybody in the family loved.
Broccoli cheese soup?
Yes.
So it wasn't broccoli with cheese. It was broccoli cheese soup.
Yes.
You see, when you get specific like that, people like get accustomed to it.
And so it got to the point where like the one year I turned up without it, they were all so disappointed.
They're mad.
And I'm like, I've got to try something different. I am sick of making this dish. And it was like 5 years in a row. It was like, oh, Tia Sandra, you're going to make broccoli cheese soup. And I'm like, darn it, I am tired of making that one dish.
So what, did you replace it with anything?
I think that I actually replaced it with garlic cheese mashed potatoes.
Oh, that sounds good too.
That sounds...
But, you know...
But I have to say, broccoli and cheese soup sounds better.
Okay. Did you ever go to that restaurant Black Eyed Pea?
Yeah.
That was where I got the inspiration. Mm, okay. So I went home and it was a combination of canned soup, real broccoli, and different types of cheese. And you know me, I am the queen of semi-homemade stuff. And I tried a recipe and I did it over and over until I could make it in my sleep from just the stuff in my pantry without thinking twice about it. Because that's the way that I learned to cook. But the problem with that is that means that like no two times that I make it, it's not going to be exactly the same. It's going to be similar, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be exactly the same. You know, I love to cook. I do. Mm. I love to cook. To me, it's a creative outlet. Mm. But I'm not really good with the following the same instructions every time kind of thing.
Over and over.
Yes. I'm going to follow the instructions until I learn it, and then I'm going to make it my own.
Make it better. Yeah.
Yes.
That's how this whole, like, these mashed potatoes that I do, that's what, it's always incorporating something different, getting a different taste to it.
Yeah.
It's always making it better, but the more I make it better, the more I find out that I add more crap to it. I add more Philadelphia cheese. I add more
that, sounds awesome.
that other stuff, and I add more bacon, and I'm like, all right, yeah.
So let's step away from the food for a minute and talk about what do you normally do for Thanksgiving? When my dad was alive, we had two Thanksgiving dinners. We had a smaller one with him for lunch before he got too tired and had to go back to the hospital where mm-hmm. where he stayed. And then we had the larger one with everything because honestly, he really couldn't deal with the big groups and the big crowds.
Yeah.
It used to be that we always did the dinner. But sometimes, like, we'll look at it, and dinner has gone from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock to 2 o'clock to, you know, whenever the turkey is done.
Out, yeah. Yes. For us, we have, my family is, when we didn't have so many small children, we, now that we are, my family is a young family.
Mm-hmm.
Not so young, but young enough that there's a lot of kids. And I love my nieces and nephews, but to hang out with them all day? I don't want to.
And let's hope that they don't listen to the show.
No, because it's a lot of them. And all of them all at the same time. All at the same time becomes a lot. And it's so noisy. It's so
I never had that problem.
And so We do it and in a span. We'll try to push it as much as we can. My sister hates doing that. She's gotten on us for doing that.
What?
Pushing it back so long. Oh. Like she's like
later and later.
Yeah. So her idea is it's an all day thing.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm not gonna sit in the kitchen. That's and
my
cook
sister.
With you. I'm not gonna get in the kitchen.
And for breakfast we're doing, and for lunch we're doing, and then the Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm like, I was gonna sleep in.
No, but yeah. So
that's funny.
But that's my sister. She's like, and I'm like, there isn't a kitchen big for all of us to do it. So we all have to individually. When are you gonna come? And when are you gonna come? And I'm like, I'm going. And so I end up like half cooking my stuff at home.
Yeah.
And then I go to their house and I finish cooking the rest.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. But I love them dearly, and I can be, and especially if you're cooking and eating and kids, and you're like, I'm done. I gotta go home. But our tradition.
I can only take y'all for so many minutes, and the clock is ticking.
Yeah. Starts down.
Tick, 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 tick. Sorry. Keep eating. It's cutting down. Bye.
But so we still have to spend it between our family and, well, my family, my side of the family, and then Juan's side of the family.
You don't take turns one year with one year with another?
We've fought over this a lot.
That's
many
a lot
years.
Of driving.
We've fought a lot about this, Sanders. Please don't do that. Don't make us fight again this year. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing for Christmas.
Because that's about family, so you end up you want to spend time with both families.
But
so
it's not like they're close to each other, really.
No, they're not, and they're an hour apart.
Yes.
No, they're like an hour and a half apart. So it's always going back and forth. But yes. And it means you eat two meals, and it means you eat, you drink as much as you do.
I mean, but this year things might change up a bit. So we'll see how this year goes. We don't have the set down tradition, but I do want to start a tradition that's our own, which is I still want to spend time with family. But we definitely need to. We need to bring it in. We need to figure it out.
Do you host Thanksgiving ever?
I have one year. That didn't go so well. I've hosted New Year's, and I think I've hosted Christmas one. And I've also hosted Easter. But I do want to keep a tradition that I host at least one major holiday for my family in my house one year. Because they know me so well, and they're like, Angelica's trying to get us in at 2 and get us to leave at 6.
But you know, in my family, getting together for family event like this, it ends up with dancing. So what is inevitably going to happen is furniture is going to get pushed out of the way. Somebody's iPod's going to be connected to a speaker. We're going to find a station, like a Pandora station or whatever,
that
we really like. And that's when we start to get out the maná, the salsa, the bronco.
Everybody
starts dancing. And we start to pull the kids up, even though they really don't know how to dance yet.
They're not trying to dance,
My 9-year-old nephew's got some moves, but he doesn't like to be forced.
Uh-huh.
And then my niece, she knows how to dance because we have forced her to dance. My nephew, who is a senior in high school, actually started to learn to dance a few years ago when he realized that meant that he got to stand up with girls.
I don't think some of the kids have talked about, I remember last year, I don't know if you were there, Juan, but I think it was for New Year's that we do that every time we get together and there's a holiday or something, we're celebrating something, but they started to try to switch up the music on us. And we were like, no, you get to do this when you get old. And one of my sisters was like, oh, let them. I'm like, no, not your house. You, of course, it's my other sister's house. I was like, when it happens at your house, you let them so I can leave.
Okay, so my nieces and nephews would probably, if they have put it, the problem is we make them show us how to dance, they stopped. So how do you dance to this? Yeah, that killed it right there. Right there, that killed it. And then the other thing that we do is we rent movies.
Oh, okay.
And that's, we'll catch up with movies and end up and just sit there and drink some wine or drink soda and have leftovers and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And the family stories get pulled out. And we keep talking. And, we've told these stories at least 1,000 times before and they get pulled out again.
You know, I think that's my favorite part of Thanksgiving is not the Thanksgiving day. It's the after
Thanksgiving.
The leftovers. That's what I like.
Yeah, the torna. Yeah. the torna, like Thanksgiving.
The, like the leftovers, like the yes. like just hanging out. Like it, especially the like if you make tamales and there's tamales around, that's my favorite part.
It's that's my
like,
yeah, that is. That yeah. is my favorite part.
My mom makes turkey tacos the next day. One of my chops up the turkeys and fries
and
it.
Turkey yes. huevo ranchero.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Turkey hash.
Oh yes. my god. Guys.
Well, you know, it's all about the food, but you know, it's
I like the conversation. Yeah. I love the conversation. I like sitting there with my sisters and when we're not running after kids. I like when we just sit there. There's been times where we've gone to my sister's house and we've all slept like on the floor in the living room.
Yeah.
Because it just turned out that way. And we just talk. And it's nothing specific. We're kind of making fun of each other and being in each other's presence and nobody's fighting and yeah. none of that's happening.
And there's that shorthand that happens because you know all the stories about each other. And what's that thing that I keep saying that your family knows all the buttons to press because they installed them?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, normally
some of those happen during those holidays, but well, for the most part, 90% of the time it doesn't, except when that one person that comes up and like, oh, me. And I'm like, that's enough. No, but I think for me, I don't really see Thanksgiving as like our founding fathers, whatever.
Yeah.
I've never really seen it that way. It's always been about, honestly and truly to goodness,
a family
gathering
event.
That
and, you know, it's such a Latino thing. It's such a Latino thing. Everything ends up being as a family event.
Yeah,
but that's what I see it as too, because I didn't
an
like,
obligated
I think
family
I
thing.
I've mentioned before, like we didn't even know what Thanksgiving was until we like came to Houston. So like when we came to Houston, and then they gave my dad a turkey, and then we were like, oh, what do you do with this thing? And so we didn't even know what it was. So like we adopted it as a part of as a tradition, but it was never like, you know, we're celebrating the whatever, you know, the pilgrims and whatever. We were celebrating just being around family.
So, you know, when we went to live in Mexico from having lived here for a while, you know, my dad would buy all the Thanksgiving ingredients in the U.S. And because you couldn't really find turkey and whatever, this little nothing place we lived in Mexico. And we would do Thanksgiving there.
Mm. But, you know, for me, it's like it's. I guess it was always once we adopted it, it was a family thing. But I think now for me, I think of it more like a thing for the kids. I think it's more important for the kids than it is for the adults. You know, I think for the adults, it's fun to hang out together and be around each other. But I think it's more for the kids because it's a chance to like for them to see everybody and to just everybody to be
interact
together
with each other.
Yeah. I like that's what makes it.
Yeah.
More special to them.
You still have not had a turducken, right?
I want
to. You know what we need to do is we need to do a Friendsgiving like the day after and cook a turducken and invite people.
We need to plan something like that.
Yeah. And something to where it's not the family anymore. It can't be the next day, though. We're still celebrating Thanksgiving the next day. What are you making this year?
My mashed potatoes.
Really?
Every year. I'm not going to give it up. If it's something that I've got down and I can just, if I can do it without a problem, and like you said, I can do it in my sleep, then I'm not giving it up.
Do you cook anything?
No.
Why? We make the boys cook stuff too.
I don't cook anything. I just like,
You're not
appetite.
In charge of anything? You don't bring anything?
We don't need you to bring an appetite.
I bring
we need
my
you to
appetite.
Bring your plate.
I'm the driver. I'm the official driver.
Yeah. To what?
So I think that this year I'm actually not in charge of the turkey. I'm doing a side. I just haven't decided what yet.
Broccoli.
Oh, well, broccoli cheese soup. I don't know. What was reminded to me is I haven't baked a cake in a long time.
Oh.
So I used to bake these really great from scratch cakes, and I haven't been done any baking. I find baking, if you've seen me, this will come as no shock to you. I find baking to be relaxing. Like, there's a family joke about when I was in college and in high school and during final season, they had to start giving cakes away to the neighbors because I would bake every day. Like, I'd sit there and I'd start to study, and I would start to freak out. So I'd get up and I'd go bake a cake.
Oh, wow.
And then my mom was giving out these cakes to everybody. And they're like, oh, okay, Sandra's during finals. Yeah. It was one of those things. I know. I'm just weird. What can I say?
So there's obligatory question before we wrap up.
The real question is, what are you going to bake this year? What are you going to make?
I'm
how
sorry.
About that? How about? No, I'm just kidding. No, it's.
But what are you thankful for this year? I guess that's the obligatory question this year.
I'm thankful for an opportunity, this opportunity that we were given, or either we were given by the alignment of the planets or the grace of God. You pick which one you want to choose to go with, but that we've been given an opportunity to just be. This year, I think we've been, and we're being. Does okay. that make sense?
I am thankful that I'm in a really good place personally and professionally. I'm very Mindfully, happy with the way yeah. the business is going. I'm very happy with the way my personal life is aligning right now. I feel not as stressed. I'm, you know, everything seems to be working. My family, they're all in good health. You know, this has been a really good year, honestly. I'm going to look back and go, okay, that was a good year.
Awesome. That's nice. I think what I'm most grateful for is I think I've gone through a lot of personal growth on my own. And I think I'm most grateful for that. It's just like being able to look back in hindsight and being like, oh yeah, like I did that a year ago.
You know, I've gotten to know.
And I've changed, you know, since then.
I've gotten to know my family a lot better this year. Not only my individual family, but I've gotten to know like Juan we've gotten to know each other on a whole different level, because for those who don't know, we started working together, and so we're together all the time, and so we see our quirks even more now, and we've gotten to understand each other a lot more. And I think for that I'm grateful for my sisters, my brother, my dad, that I've gotten to know even more. If you know me, which a lot of people don't, but one of the strains, and we had a strain between our relationship with my father, and I've gotten to know him more, and which is surprising to me. I thought, I was like, that's never going to happen. But I'm grateful for that.
One of the things I found as I get older is you're more forgiving of other people's personality quirks. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't have to be perfect to be your family.
I think that's part of the what I was talking about growth is like that, like part that letting go of the mm-hmm. of like I have to fix yes. this, or I have to do this, well, or I have to like it has to look a certain way. I've like learned to like let a lot of things go and just think of things differently, have more of an open mind. And I think I'm not as rough around the edges as I was maybe like 5 or 6 years ago.
There's a difference between letting things go and understanding it and accepting it and then letting it be.
Okay.
Which is what I think that's the way I understand what you do. Maybe you take it differently, Juan. No. But now,
I just mean in personal growth.
That's what I mean. Like that, I think I'm talking about the same thing, because for me, not that I understand it or I get it, but it is what it is. And that for me, it was always like, I needed, what in the world? What's your, and I would beat myself up. And so I think I've stopped doing that this year. I stopped like allowing myself to be harsh with myself.
Well, and I think you said something to me the other day that I was like, you know what? I think that really
Sandra said something to you?
To me. Yeah, because we were messaging back and forth about something. And then you're like, thank you for your, I think it was.
Thanks for having my back.
Yeah, thanks for having my. And before that, you said something about your pay calmness or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I always appreciate the calm that you bring to the situation.
Oh, he really does. He really does.
You know? And that's what I think, like, is like, I don't want to say like, oh, like I've gone like very calm. Like I'm very like, no, but I think like I've just decided to try to be more like, to like when there's a problem, I try to just like, okay,
yeah,
let me take a step back, let me take a moment, you know, if I am mad, and okay, I'm gonna be mad,
yep,
and then I'll come back and talk about this.
Wow, a lot of personal growth.
Yeah, I think all three of us have had a lot of personal growth this year. Mm-hmm. But one of the questions I ask frequently that helps me is, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? I mean, is it worth the strife that it's going to cause, whatever it is? This is something I use with my family a lot. It's like, okay, I can argue about it, and we can fight about it, and, you know, we can be sore about it, and is it actually going to improve things? Mm-hmm. Is it worth the effort?
Is it worth the fight?
And what I always think is, like, you know, they're only human.
Yeah.
They're only human, you know? So, like, my expectations of whatever it is that I'm expecting, or if I don't like a reaction, or if I don't like something that's said, or whatever it is, I'm like, they're only human. You can't put people on a pedestal, you know? They're only human.
On that same token, you have to understand your limitations.
Yeah.
So, basically, guys, this is what we're thankful for. And we got real deep real fast. So you need to let us know out there. Let us know, what are you thankful for? Did you have any personal growth? I mean, did you buy a new house? What are you thankful for this year? And with that, we'll leave you.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Little Radio Show. We invite you to check out our iTunes and our Stitcher channels and leave us a rating or a review. You can find the link to both channels at thelittleradioshow.com.